Paramount is on the air. Sparkling eyes, smiling lips, dancing feet. This is your moment on the air. A double program of song, a double program of laughter and romance, a double program of stars as two of America's greatest names bring you a sparkling preview of their latest picture, Bing Crosby and Martha Raye in Double or Nothing. Straight from Hollywood comes this air preview in which Bing participates so gallantly and Martha so madly. And now, just a few words from one of the stars of our show before we strike up the band for the season's newest melody. Introducing radio's master of melody, the screen's star of song, Bing Crosby.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Knowing and appreciating the taste of you good people for the finer and the finer things and the arts and the graces, we prepared something distinctly fine for the opening event of this little taffy pull.
What Bing's trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that his first song is another hit by the authors of Pennies from Heaven, a number which attempts to make no apologies for a young man in love. And it's aptly titled, It's the Natural Thing to Do. The air belongs to you, Bing.
When a bird, young and free, hangs around a certain tree, singing serenades that tell his love is true, that's because it's the natural thing to do. And when a cat on a fence keeps his darling in suspense, and he's brave enough to face a well-aimed cue, that's because it's the natural thing to do. And you know that a dove has his heart set on love. Rabbits too, pet and pat, and there's nothing strange in that. If the girl's got a heart at all, then she ought to fall. She should take him in her arms and kiss him too. Don't you know that's the natural thing to do?
After that song, what more natural than a love scene between Bing and the lovely Mary Carlisle? A love scene with Bing is no new experience for Mary. She was, you recall, his leading lady in College Humor. There's a little story behind our scene, the story of a boy and girl very much in love, though Mary won't admit it just yet. And Bing is a lad with one great ambition in life with regard to Mary. Isn't that the natural thing to do?
Hello, Leslie.
What's the light of my life doing in this dark corner? Come on out here and dazzle the group with your sweet presence.
Oh, I'm the one that dazzled you. My, but you've been busy.
Busy? Say, I've been running around here like a worm on a hot rock. Well, I always say a body needs a dozen pair of arms when there's housework to be done. What do you always say?
I say you'd have too much trouble keeping a dozen pair of arms to yourself. With half a chance, you could make a success of it.
Could and will. My only fear is that success might completely ruin my character. If it does, Vicky, can't we disintegrate together?
What?
Oh, gosh, that sounded almost as if I was asking you to marry me, didn't it? Well, in my own peculiar way, I guess maybe I was. In your own peculiar way, what do you think about me?
Well, in my own peculiar way, I brought you the lease.
Is that your only answer?
It's the only answer now. Wait till after the opening.
Guess we'll wait till I'm a success.
You're very confident.
Oh, I gotta be confident. I promised that boy, you know.
What boy?
Me, Lefty Boylan, when I was 14 years old. Oh, I promised him plenty.
What did you promise? Money, fame?
No, I promised him fun and life worth living, someone worth living it with. If you run out on me, why, I'll have to break my promise. Now, you wouldn't want that, would you?
Oh, Lefty, you're sweet.
Though not by way of complaint, Bing now sings, All You Want to Do Is Dance. We say it isn't in the nature of a complaint because as Bing sings to Mary, they dance. And from Bing's expression,
the music is playing, a song that invites romance. But you all he wants to do is dance. While others are swaying, at least there's a word or a glance. But you, all you want to do is dance.
The Sing Band, an orchestra without an instrument. An amazing innovation in the world of music. 50 superlative voices simulating 30 musical instruments from temple blocks to tuba. Listen carefully and you'll hear the vibraphone, the clarinet, the trumpet and bassoon, the violin and cello. All brought to you by human voices in the first radio preview of The Sing Band. Comes back again with a new rhythm song that's a hit even before the opening of Double or Nothing. It's called Smarty, a jaunty song with a lilt that's catching on.
Smarty, though I'm not quite as smart as you, I could teach you a thing or two. Smarty, Smarty, don't you know you should hold me tight? Can't you tell when you've met the right? Smarty, though you may know every star up above, still you're in need of a lesson in love. You know it all, Smarty. Can't you see if you had a heart, you could learn to be twice as smart? Smarty.
Swing fans get a double share of jamming in this shouting bout between two girls who try to outdo one another in Al Siegel's unique arrangement of Sam Coslow's tune, After You. Frances Faye, demon of the nightclubs, and Martha Ray, maniac of the screen, do a little hot noodling in the wild manner.
Diana, Diana, I think feeling more in a cold.
Pitching, gals. You're doing all right.
Well, step in, Leppy.
Are you sharp tonight?
Chilly.
Can you jam? Can you shout?
Well, I was just fixing to help you out.
All set?
No, not yet. Mustn't forget my etiquette.
Oh, go on, Leppy. Do your worst.
Oh, no. Ladies first.
Get the bidding to my lunch, David.
Oh, no. Do-do-do-do-do-ding.
That's after you.
Down to town.